This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said Thursday that a hand audit of ballots in the U.S. state had confirmed that Joe Biden as the winner of the November 3rd election in Georgia. An audit was launched after unofficial results showed Biden leading President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Raffensperger said there was no doubt that the state would certify Biden's victory on Friday. Confirmation makes Biden the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the southern U.S. state in almost three decades, despite his rival Donald Trump's claims of fraud. Mr. Trump, who has claimed without evidence that there was some widespread irregularity and fraud in states that he lost to Biden, including Georgia, can still request a recount in Georgia after the results are certified because of the margin of victory was less than 0.5%. President-elect Joe Biden met with Republican and Democratic state governors Thursday on how best to fight the coronavirus pandemic as President Donald Trump continued his efforts to block the transition of power. Biden paused several times, saying that it's hard to fathom how the president thinks. He said that he's confident if he knows he has won and is not going to be able to win and we're going to be sworn in on January 20th. He goes on to say that the president's bid to sow doubts about the election sends a damaging message about how democracy works to Americans and the world. He added that they're witnessing an incredible irresponsibility, citing what Biden calls the president's outrageous White House invitation to Michigan state lawmakers in an apparent bid to overturn Biden's win in the battleground state. He said that there's questions whether it was even legal. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.